During a briefing Friday on the Nairobi peace talks called the Tumaini Peace Initiative, South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makuei questioned that people should not trust unverified posts on social media about the talks.
What we are negotiating now is how best can we strengthen implementation mechanisms? How best can we implement the implementation mechanisms so that we implement the agreement? So for that, not be carried away by what is usual in the social media. And when we came last time here, I stated this, that the people of South Sudan, please, don't follow whatever appears in the social media.
Albino Abbott is the head of the government delegation to the Nairobi talks and President Salva Kiir's special envoy. He says the government delegation, holdout groups and other stakeholders negotiating in Nairobi have agreed on 5 points.
What we have agreed in Nairobi with the oppositions is trust and confidence building measures. That is a protocol by itself, economic recovery and management, which means we will have the accountability in the economy. Judiciary reform, transitional justice and accountability. 4, permanent ceasefire, security arrangement and reform. 5, humanitarian assistance. And the rest are pending and we are still negotiating. We are almost to reach an agreement with the opposition.
Martin Abucha, South Sudan's Minister for Mining, is a member of the Tumaini Peace Initiative. He says the transitional government of national unity lacked a good mechanism and accountability. He says that slowed the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement.
When we signed the RRCs, we were alone. The international community did not come to aid us. So this time around, we said we must be in partnership with the international community. We must work together. We must rebuild our relationships, so that they can support us as we walk this journey towards sustainable peace.
Makuei says the government, the opposition, and the negotiators at the Tumaini Peace Initiative have identified weak institutions and lack of funding are the two major issues slowing implementation of the 2018 peace agreement. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.